This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation.
Keep Pennsylvania Beautiful is working to clean up litter and illegal dump sites along Pennsylvania roadways and parks. Joe Geiger from the First Nonprofit Foundation has Shannon Ryder, president of Keep Pennsylvania Beautiful, in this Community Benefit Spotlight.
Thank you, Loman, and thank you, Shannon.
Thank you so much for having me this morning, Joe.
Shannon, share with the listeners, if you will, what the inspiration was to start an organization in the name of Keep Pennsylvania Beautiful.
Our history goes back to the early 90s. There was a woman in Hemphill Township, Westmoreland County, named Sue Wiseman. And she would travel the back roads riding her horses. And she would stumble across illegal dumping, construction, demolition waste, household trash. And she really wanted to clean it up. And what she found is that there were some barriers to getting that assistance, to getting those materials cleaned up, because she couldn't do it alone. And what she did is she contacted her township, she contacted some county officials, and she started doing cleanups. And she found folks to help her haul the trash to the state highways, and PennDOT then went ahead and helped clean up that trash. And really what happened is one person who wanted to make a difference in her community figured out how. And that organization that she started was actually called PA Cleanways. And when folks figured out that there was people like Sue, they realized there's probably other people in Westmoreland County that want to clean up these back roads. But there was no way to do it because state-maintained roads had that support through the Adopt-a-Highway program, but these more rural areas didn't. And that's where Sue made the difference.
I've traveled to Israel. I've traveled to Japan. Last week, I traveled down through Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina. And Pennsylvania is just such a beautiful state in comparison. But the areas I just mentioned, you don't see a lot of trash typically along the roads. But in Pennsylvania, it seems like there's more of it. What are the guiding principles for your organization? How do you get your mission fulfilled?
How do we deliver our mission? We truly believe education's extremely important. So we talk about the importance of not just education in our schools, but education for consumers. We believe that it's really important to promote individual responsibility, but also corporate responsibility. It is a shared responsibility for keeping our communities clean. It's not up to one or the other. It's shared. Public-private partnerships are absolutely critical.
How do you deal with the volume of what needs to be done?
PA Cleanways and Keep Pennsylvania Beautiful merged back in 2009. And so now we are Keep Pennsylvania Beautiful. We're the state affiliate of Keep America Beautiful, and we have over 30 local affiliates across the state. But we have hundreds of partners. We have boots on the ground in every county, and they're doing everything from streamside cleanups, roadside cleanups, to special collections for things like tires, electronics. They're doing tree plantings. Really, we're a community improvement organization, not just cleanups.
Do we have an understanding of why people dump their trash? Why don't they just go home and put it in the can?
I don't know where you live, but I know I live in a suburban community where a waste hauler comes on Wednesday morning and they take my trash and my recycling, and I don't have to think about it. And I can pretty much put anything out at the curb. And frankly, that's how I grew up. So it wasn't until I started working at PA Cleanways in 2004 that I understood that not everybody has what is called curbside access.
This is Joe Geiger on the Lincoln Radio Program. My guest today is Shannon Ryder, president of Keep Pennsylvania Beautiful. Shannon, how do we compare with other states? Do you have any metrics that addresses, is it worse here or better than other places?
What I can definitely say is that because of Keep Pennsylvania Beautiful's commitment to this issue, we have a lot of data on illegal dumping and littering. We probably have more data on these issues than other states. And so while I can say through our research we have identified over 6,000 illegal dump sites in Pennsylvania and that we have documented over 500 million pieces of litter on Pennsylvania roadways, other states don't have that data.
You need volunteers to do the work of your organization. Is it difficult to recruit volunteers, and what kind of loyalty do you have in your volunteers once they get started?
We have amazing volunteers all across the state.
You talked about education as one of the guiding principles to fulfill your mission. How do you deliver the education, and where can people find it?
We have a host of educational tools on our website, keeppabeautiful.org, under Prevent It and Keep It. So that's kind of how our programs are organized. But we have a host of educational tools called Open Your Eyes to Litter, which are specific to school-aged groups. We also have fact sheets and things on litter and illegal dumping when we're talking about policy, public officials, so we have resources for them as well. We also have education. We have specific curriculum for schools, and we also have a host of enforcement education tools. So to train local enforcement on some of these issues, as well as how to work with enforcement agencies. What are the laws, the different statutes, and things like that.
My guest today is Shannon Ryder, president of Keep Pennsylvania Beautiful. Shannon, thank you for being a guest on the program.
Thank you so much for having me today.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.